like
oh, the sax.
Doing a remix.
That's a remix.
You did a remix by adding that in there. I didn't know you were going to do a remix. I thought you always had to be quiet during the music.
Well, you should be. Hmm. You should be quiet during the...
Who knew?
Don't... That's a one-time thing.
Hey, do you know what episode number this is?
74, I think.
Is it? Okay. Wow. If that's true, we got a big anniversary episode coming up soon.
A big
75th episode.
Anniversary. Anniversary roll. What kind of show is this?
What?
I mean, what are we doing?
It's like a hodgepodge.
What is the theme of this general show?
What are you talking about?
Remember when I got amnesia?
What?
And you brought me in here and you said, put the headphones on and just sit down and just...
Oh, just what this show's about?
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, you mean the show in general or this episode?
Just get me through the episode, my
friend.
Just
this episode.
But I might need to...
Well, in this episode, we're going to talk about various things happening in the pop culture arena right now.
Is that what we usually do?
Sometimes. Other times, we don't.
Do we ever do anything fun or creative?
Sometimes we do fun things. Not often.
Do we ever do commentaries on old 80s TV shows?
Mm-hmm. We do that, and then sometimes we have these things called the Star Worlds radio dramas.
What is that?
Oh, it's these old tapes we discovered that were... based on the Star Worlds carrying case.
Where are these tapes? Can I see them?
Oh, no. No. They're not available to be seen right now. And then sometimes we do top five lists. Would you like to do a top five list tonight?
Okay.
Okay, well, we do, I don't know, maybe top five movie aliens? Not top five alien movies.
Yeah.
Not that, because Alien 1 and 2, or Alien and Aliens would be... That's it. That's the whole list.
Those are the lists.
Top five alien characters from films.
From films.
Not just the Alien.
Okay.
From Aliens.
From films.
Yes. So in this episode, we're going to do one of those top five lists, that one right there, and then we're going to talk about other things that are happening right now that you may be interested in relating to comic books, movies, toys, and the like.
Are these aliens? Are they like from other countries?
Is that illegal aliens?
People from other countries?
Illegal aliens. People don't have green cards. That's what we're talking about. The top
can they
five
just be illegal or can they be legal aliens too?
No. Well,
because, you know.
No.
Just means foreign.
No. Yeah. No. I really hope that you don't have any of those on your list for real.
Any what?
Illegal aliens. I hope it really is like space aliens.
Come on, man.
Come on, dude.
I just
quit playing games.
We just got rid of my amnesia.
Quit playing a game.
I just woke up from my amnesia.
We gotta make sure we keep an eye on this so that it records the whole time.
I know.
You know.
I don't want to lose another
we'll
one
lose
like
another
last time.
Episode.
Welcome back, friends. It seems like it's been a while.
It has been a while since we've done like a regular episode. I think.
Yeah, the one before this, I think, was.
The
I
last
mean,
one,
before the last one was a Star World.
But I think we were off by a week at some point in there too.
Yeah.
Like we had 3 weeks
because of Christmas.
Before. I don't know if it's even because of, I don't
we haven't
think,
done one since Christmas.
I think you're right. Yep. I think since the new year. This is a New Year's episode right here.
See, it
we're
is coming
New
back
Year's
to
resolutions.
Me. Instead of a big white blur, I see. I remember a big dark
Star
blur.
World. Star World, right there. All right. So, what do you want to talk about first? You want to do the top five first? Or you want to talk about stuff?
I'm going to try and be quiet for the whole
stuff?
One. I'm going to try and be quiet for the whole episode.
Don't do that. That's uncomfortable for me.
Well, what do you have?
I have a little list of things to talk about that are not
okay.
the top five.
I have a short list myself.
You want to start or want me to start?
You can start unless you want to flip a coin for it.
All right, here's something.
I don't have a coin.
So there was the big hubbub, you know, when Marvel took over the Star Wars comics license.
I remember that.
And it wasn't really that they won the license, which they acted like welcome home and had they done this big thing to get the Star Wars license back. But Disney owns Marvel. Disney now owns Star Wars. It only made sense that when the contract was up with Dark Horse, that it would go to their in-house comic publishing company.
Right.
They didn't win this big victory, Marvel didn't.
They didn't prove themselves with quality
work. They didn't
prove
themselves, it was just, we own a comic company. Of course we're going to publish comics through the comic company that we own.
Okay.
Even though Dark Horse, you know, really did a great job with the Star Wars license, and they're one of the big reasons that Star Wars stuck around, you know. So it was kind of like a... Kind of slap in the face to act that way about it.
Hmm.
But here's the thing that when they did it, it was a big announcement like, okay, well, when we do these new films and everything, the EU is gone. The Expanded Universe is gone. All the books and all the comics and everything you knew, that's all gone now. We're starting fresh because everything's got to tie into these new episodes 7, 8, and 9. We can't have things contradicting each other. So it became, this is the new EU. And so when Marvel took it over, I thought that kind of makes sense that it's got a new publisher then too, because now you're saying this is a fresh start.
Yeah.
All right. But now Marvel is doing trade paperbacks of the Dark Horse stuff.
It's maybe a little confusing for them.
It's very confusing.
I think it's kind of nice for them to go back and take
it. It is.
That maybe people missed them and put them back out, but.
Well, at the same time, Dark Horse was publishing that stuff up until like a month or two ago.
Right.
They were still doing all those trades.
Right.
So
they've got the cash cow.
Yeah.
And they're just gonna.
But that's to me is like, okay, well, if you're saying it's all gone, then why are you publishing new editions of the stuff that's already gone?
Yes, it is true that if they made kind of a big deal
about
getting rid of everything.
Yeah. And now it's immediately here we're gonna publish some stuff that's no longer relevant or matters or has anything to do with anything that's gonna go on. The other thing I really hate is they're doing new editions of, and we may have talked about this on the show before, they're doing reprints of the original Marvel comics. Like the original Marvel Star Wars adaptation.
Yes.
The original, but it's got all this new computer digital coloring, and it looks like crap. It looks terrible.
Yes.
It looks so. It doesn't even look like the same art. And if you're at the point where you're going to alter it that much, just do a new adaption.
Yeah.
If you want to do a new one with all this computer coloring and new planetscapes and new space scenes and all this different stuff, just do a new version. What? Why are you completely butchering the old one?
Yeah.
Stupid.
I really don't understand that. And
dumb.
I've heard from other people in the industry, comic artists and things, that also not really digging the new colorization, just in general, I think. But to go back and they do it with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a misconception of, oh, well, that's old hat, and we're gonna make this fresh for everybody. Well, okay, fine, but you're taking.
I don't like to look at.
It's
like,
the same thing as like the special editions.
Exactly.
Of Star Wars. Everybody was upset about that. Why can't everybody learn a lesson from
these? Are all products of their time, and they were super successful in their time. Right. Why does it have to be updated to look like now? That's like saying, well, the Mona Lisa looked good, but I think we can make that in 3D.
We can do it better.
We can do a better version in CGI and 3D. We're going to redo the Mona Lisa in CGI and 3D, and then you'll really like it.
Because
it'll look like something came out today.
Then you'll like it.
Then you'll like it.
I know you didn't like it before.
You didn't like this before.
But now you're going to like
it. We're going to put the CGI all over it, and you're going to love it. You're going to think it's really neat once
you do it new.
We're going to make it like a magic eye. So if you stare at it long enough, 3D imaging will come out of it, and you'll really like it then.
Yeah.
Now you'll like the Mona Lisa.
Just on the topic, I've been looking through, getting kind of excited
about
comic books and going back through comic books and stuff. And there really is a texture to the old, whether it be the physical texture of the paper. Mm-hmm. Even if they reprinted exactly what was printed there on regular, like, semi-gloss paper the way they're doing now, it would be, there's energy in it. And and this Photoshop stuff, as much
I'm sick of the computer coloring, like, I really am.
It has its place, of course. I know it's easier, but just in general, the way these companies are doing it, it's so soft. Everything is real soft and just not so much contrast. They're going for this hyper realistic.
Like the skin's got to look real, and you can see where the pencils are from the original, like the penciler, and the colorist has gone overboard to like give you a new bridge to the nose and like a blush to the cheeks, all this different stuff. It's too much.
You really are kind of missing some of the.
I'd say what I really enjoy.
Anyway, it's good.
The Batman Adventures. Remember the Batman Adventures comic book series in the 90s, which was a great series. They're reprinting that now. And what was really nice was the trade paperback. It was not recolored at all, same coloring, and it's printed on that old style paper.
Oh, wow.
So when I opened it up, it actually smelt like
an
old comic, and it looks the way it looked before. And it was great. I wish all the books would be reprinted like that and not overboard with the computer coloring and the super high gloss paper and all that stuff. I just wanted it to feel and look like it did before.
Like a comic.
Yeah. So that was a bit of a tangent there, but I wanted to talk about that. Do you have something you want to jump in here?
Well, do you have a...
I have a couple things.
A nice segue there?
I don't really have a great segue. I mean, there's more about Marvel. I can keep going with something else. Marvel, but it's Marvel movies.
That's okay. I don't have anything like major to talk about, but a new Jurassic World clip has been shown, and this is not a movie that I care about spoilers. I'm okay, so I have not been avoiding anything, but it got me kind of excited about the movie again, and I realized there's a whole 2 hours of dinosaur stuff in that movie that might not be any good.
Might not be any good at all.
But yeah. It's got Chris Pratt is just around his
They're throwing a Chris Pratt in
cabin. If they throw a Chris Pratt at it, it can be a success.
Yeah.
But he's got his little bungalow and a couple motorcycles he's working on and stuff. Just like, if the whole movie was just him, like what he's got to do there, I would probably just watch that. Not because of him per se, but because that sort of aesthetic, I just don't see it very often. So, kind of, I don't know. That's cool.
It might be good, you know?
Who knows? It was a Triumph motorcycle, though. Remember when we very first saw mm-hmm. that photograph way back when I said, I wonder if they're doing a Great Escape type. I don't think they're going to do a tribute to Great Escape, but the motorcycle, I believe, is a Great Escape.
That's pretty cool.
Tribute model.
Yeah.
It's, although the seat's a different color, but that's kind of neat.
That's pretty neat.
What else?
Well, here's what I've got. Just today, I guess within the last 24 hours, you could say.
Yes.
We got the first, like, official poster image of Vision from Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
So, like, a really up-close, clear image of what Vision looks like.
You got a clear Vision.
A Vision.
Okay.
We got the official released image of The Thing from the Fantastic Four reboot.
The Thing.
The first shot of the Suicide Squad cast altogether.
Yes.
And the first shot of Daredevil's red suit from the Daredevil Netflix TV series.
Okay.
All that in 24 hours.
Yep.
Please tell me that we're not overboard with the comic movies now.
Oh,
we get all of that in the 24-hour time period, actually more like a 12-hour time period.
That's all that anybody
That's overboard.
Wants to see.
One of these would have been enough to sustain us back in like 15 years ago for an entire month.
Yeah.
This is four things in one day that I mean, that's all I saw. There might have been something else that was announced that I missed it.
You have all these companies competing for attention.
Oh, yeah, Deadpool filming shots, that too. Right. Oh, that new Deadpool movie poster image I think also hit.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. It's too much.
I think part of the problem is just the access that we have. Whereas before, you had to actually go buy a magazine or something
mm-hmm.
and read it, and that would be all the news collected for a month or
yeah.
2 months or whatever. And,
well, then we also had maybe one, two comic movies a year. One or two, you know?
Two, if we were lucky.
Yeah.
10 years. I mean, that was crazy. But yeah, that's a new thing now. And it's really just difficult to avoid because
it's ridiculous, man.
I mean,
it's everywhere.
You have all this news.
And every one of them is BA.
They're all BA.
They're all BA.
Speaking of BA, you were talking about The Thing, and everybody's going on about The Thing. It doesn't look any different than what I really would have thought The Thing should look.
I don't think it looks very good at all.
Like. It just looks like a giant rock man.
That is definitely to the point where we're going overboard with calling everything BA. When I saw people saying it looked BA, it doesn't look BA.
Right.
It looks like a poor version of The Thing. That's not BA.
Looks like The Thing.
It looks like a crappily drawn version of The Thing. As it looks like a translation of, if you're picking up a comic and they change artists and you're like, ooh, this one doesn't draw The Thing very well. It looks like they based it on that guy. Whoever that artist was that you didn't like drawing The Thing, that's who they based
Second
this thing
string.
On. It looks bad. It looks poor. They haven't got The Thing right since the Roger Corman movie. The Roger Corman movie is the only movie that has gotten The Thing right. We're on the third try for Thing now, and it's no good.
What's the only movie that got Swamp Thing right?
The first Swamp Thing.
What about the second
one? Wait, I guess the second one he looks better, but the second one is not a very good
second
movie.
The second one is not good.
It's not a good movie. Remember that scene with him and Holly Walker where he gives her the
that
thingy
is,
grows?
That is the only,
so bizarre.
That's the only part of that movie I remember. I rented that probably twice as a kid. And I remember two things from that
You wanted
movie.
To like it.
I wanted to like it
I
real
wanted
bad.
To like it too.
I didn't know there was a first movie. But the only two things I remember from that are Born on the Bayou, the Creedence Clearwater song. First time I heard that song.
And the odd Heather Locklear scene
and the
where
odd
he gives her the thing.
Romance scene, whatever. He grows like a
I don't want to say it. Let's not even say it. don't say
it's
it.
It's a flower pickle.
Okay. It's a pickle.
He grows a pickle off his body. And for them to enjoy each other's company, Does he tell her to eat it?
I don't remember, man.
I think she kind of instinctively knows, I better take a bite of, off of this. I'm gonna have a bite.
I am a bit hungry living out in the swamp. In swamp world.
That's a Clausen.
What is that, a sweet gherkin?
Oh, it's a Vlasic.
Looks like it's a midget gherkin.
Looks like the
it's a sweet midget.
That's a movie that came out.
It's too much. I'm just gonna say it's too much with the comic stuff now. It's too much.
Speaking of that, Diepold's suit looks pretty good.
Diepold's suit looks great.
This of all the comic movies, this is the one that I'm still probably not gonna see it. I don't care really much that much about Diepold, but I do love that. I told you they said they didn't have like a huge budget like all these superhero movies. That's great. It's forcing them to be creative. It's forcing them to say, let's, you know, really mind our P's and Q's and get this right. I love that. I love that they made a comic accurate suit. I love that Ryan Reynolds has been like on board with this and trying the whole time.
That announcement thing with Slater, I thought it was great.
Right.
When they announced it was rated R.
I mean, what other actor, I mean, maybe he just didn't have anything else going on, but to hang in there all this time where there's speculation about whether or not they could even do it, you know, most guys would just moved on and they'd have to recast or whatever, but he stuck.
Well, and the fact that it was dead, like it wasn't going to happen until they released that test footage.
Right.
That test footage just lit it on fire, man. That was it. Once it hit and hit big, it was greenlit. It was like, okay, now it's going to happen. See, I'm hopeful for, I don't really like Ryan Reynolds that much, but he's perfect for Deadpool. He's perfect for that character. Because, I mean, that's pretty much all he acts like in every movie is that character. So, whereas he's horrible for Green Lantern, he's perfect for Diepold. So, I mean, it could be good. It could be fun.
He was saying they didn't even have a script when he signed on for Green Lantern, and they weren't.
Yeah, he just...
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Terrible.
What do you have?
I watched all of Firefly.
Yeah, you did it.
I'm done. I watched it all. So, Joe Younger, Brian Hodge, Brendan Cool, I've finished the entire series. You all were right. I should have watched it long ago. It was great. I was very, very sad when I finished the last episode that it was the last episode. I still have the Serenity movie to watch. That's not on Netflix Instant Stream, so I'm going to have to get the DVD for that or something. But man, great show. Really great show. And such a shame that a show
Serenity
like that
now.
Is over, and yet Scorpion...
Oh, we're talking about Scorpion.
Hack the plane!
If I could just get my PCU under the plane!
Hack the plane! Give me the Wi-Fi signal! That show makes it a second season. That turd makes it a second season.
I think that's why everybody's so mad about Firefly. Why it's got this cult following is because it was shut down after one season. Everybody that watched it loved it.
Come on!
I'll tell you what. We're talking about... If you guys haven't seen Scorpion or... The trailer for it, or don't know
watch
anything
the trailer
about it.
For the first episode of the show. That tells you everything you need to know
so
about how
bad.
Terrible the show is.
So bad. This guy is a master genius.
He's a genius.
Oh,
Einstein has a goo 165.
Mine's
1007.
Mine's I have a 1008.
I hacked NASA as a kid.
When I was a kid, I hacked NASA, and I was in the movie Hackers, and.
So I got together some super genius hacker friends.
Talking
and
about
now we hack whatever we can
find.
The
whole thing is pretty much him just saying how smart he is to other people.
And how his friends are smart. And they're all stereotypical nerds of different stereotypes.
Now, I haven't watched the show. So I can plead ignorance, and some of you might say, oh, why even comment on it? Well, because
I watched the first one.
I watched the trailer and I watched this clip. He puts together a team, a tactical team.
Tactical team.
Ooh, hacktical.
Get it?
I get that.
It's hacking and tactical at the same time.
You should write into CBS or whoever's got it. He puts together a tactical team of the world's smartest people. The FBI show up to ask them for their help, and he acts like he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't know if he can do it.
Why'd you put together your hacktical team?
What's the team for? What'd you have them together for? To beat Kubert?
Yeah, that's it.
You're going to beat
it.
Kubert?
Yeah. They're going to hack the Kubert.
Are you trying to beat Miss Pac-Man in a record time?
Well,
what is this team for to begin with?
Yeah, what are they hacking?
If you're not going to help...
He forgot to pay the electric bill, too. He was hacking something.
Right. He was
and
too
so they're
smart.
Absent-minded,
he's
but
too
they're
smart.
Also geniuses.
Too smart to pay electrical bills.
Yeah,
he's
so now they
got to
hack the light bulbs.
Bothered with such trivial things.
So then they go to a restaurant, because they have to hack the planes there to get them new fuel, which I really still don't understand how hacking the planes were going to get them more fuel. And so he's at the restaurant to hack, and the girl is working there, who's Catherine, who's the American Idol girl. And she's like, he spews all this stuff about her. Like,
she comes up and to serve him his sandwich or whatever.
Your nails have streaks in them.
You're anemic. Your nails have pits in them. Which,
oh yeah, it's actually that my son painted my nails, and he's got a lot of problems. Oh yeah, he doesn't have problems anymore because guess what? He's a genius.
Yeah,
he's hacking the chessboard with my friend over there, the fat hacker. It's ridiculous. It just happens to be the hacker kid's there.
Right. They've got the world's eight or six or five or however many, all the smartest people in this group.
And they found one more.
The one diner they go to has the world's
junior version.
Smartest boy.
And so then
he's there.
She has to go and hack with him because that's the only way her son will respect her is if she goes to hack with him in the car.
Right. She can't get her son's respect otherwise.
Look, I've got to go with you. I've got to go hack with you.
I have to prove this to him.
You have to let me hack the plane with you. And then they're driving in a Jaguar, and they got to plug the plane into the laptop.
And she's got to reach up, and he says,
"Hack the plane!"
First thing he says is, "I need somebody to drive me." Next clip, they're driving.
He's driving.
What? Why? Why aren't you working the computer?
You're the hacker.
It's so bad. Every character on there...
It's getting a second season.
Every character on there is the most cliched...
I hate it.
Worst, just so... so bad. It looks like a SNL parody.
You know our joke, Hollywood board meeting? That's exactly how that show was made, and that's exactly how each character was chosen. Yeah. What if we... what if we had like an overweight hacker that has hair that's kind of swooped off to the side?
Why don't we give him black glasses?
That's a good idea. You know, we should maybe have like a trendy one.
He could be funny though.
Like a fun. Remember Chandler from The Friends?
Oh,
if you take the Chandler from The Friends and we made him a hacker, that's like one of our characters.
I like that. What if he wore a fedora?
He could wear a fedora.
He could be kind of stylish.
Backwards. Maybe be backwards.
Oh, I like that.
Turn backwards.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll put his sunglasses on the back of his neck sometimes, and he takes them off.
I like
he'll
that.
Put them back there, and he'll hack. He'll hack at the same time.
I will say the lead guy...
That's exactly how every character was made. Everyone.
The lead guy, they pretend that he's somebody you want to get text messages from, but he really just looks like a putz.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a Larry Appleton of today.
Yeah.
And I think Larry could take him.
No doubt Larry could take him.
So, I hate
Scorpion. I hate it more now that I've watched Firefly.
I love to hate Scorpion.
Now that I've finished Firefly, I hate Scorpion way more than it. Because I remember when you came, we were talking. I was like, I got to see that Scorpion thing again. Because I bet that show's still on.
Yeah.
And this show's over with. And so now I'm going to really, really hate Scorpion because I've seen what a good show can die, and Scorpion gets to live.
What, do we know anything about what Joss Whedon is? Why is Firefly? I would imagine with the cult following that it has, and it's still getting merchandise and all this stuff, that one of these companies would say, "Hey,
I don't know,
we'd be willing to put on another series, another season of this. Let's give it a go."
He's probably busy with all the
He probably is busy
superhero stuff going on with the Avengers worlds.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's not doing the next Avengers. Maybe there's something will happen. Maybe it'll get cleared off, and he'll dust it off or something.
Get one of his friends to write.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, all right, so there was that.
Whew.
What else do you got? Do you have anything?
NECA showed their Terminator from Genesis.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty neat looking.
It's pretty cool.
It's an old Arnold. I think they did a good job. It's kind of difficult, I think, to make an old character.
Yeah. Well, you know, the painted version didn't look as good as their unpainted version. They showed that because people were complaining about the likeness in the painted one.
Okay.
So it looks like Ray Liotta, which I could kind of see. They showed the unpainted version.
Give me a Ray Liotta figure.
Yeah, Ray Liotta. They showed the unpainted version, and the sculpt was much cleaner. It looked really, really good. And then they did the same thing where they showed the painted T-1000, and it looked like
first
T-1000 with a new head, without the leg joints or anything like that. They just showed an update on that, and it has all the leg articulation. It's got an interchangeable torso with like the bullet hole things in it.
Bullet holes.
Man, it'd be great to take the old T-1000 head and put it on that body.
Yeah, because you don't need the new T-1000.
No.
Nobody's going to need it.
Nobody needs that.
I'd be willing to bet.
Arnold says Terminator Salvation, no good.
Yeah, that's right.
Good for him.
That's
and speaking of Arnold, people should watch the Maggie trailer.
Yes.
Maggie looks good, man.
Yes.
It's like a zombie film with Arnold, but it's like a heartfelt one.
I am so not into zombie stuff, it's crazy.
I want to see that, I really want to see
It looks good.
It does
Because it looks like a real character.
Exactly. It doesn't look like... It's almost like The Walking Dead is more of a character thing than a zombie thing. But this is really feeling like it's just his character and his, what he'd go through with the, if his daughter, you know, caught this illness or whatever.
And he's doing some real acting, which
I don't think he's done since he's been back. Yeah.
At least. And
he actually can't act.
Didn't have much of it beforehand. I think there were a couple.
Yeah.
What was that one? End of Days. He was pretty serious. And
yeah.
Whatever. But
Kindergarten Cop. He was very serious.
Kindergarten Cop was yeah. That was a game changer.
Jingle All the Way.
Commando.
Yep. All right. What else you got?
Anything? I was going to say that Bill and Ted 3, I read that Alex Winter was saying, you know, it's getting to where we really just need to shoot the thing. And
yeah, if it doesn't happen soon, it's not going to happen at all.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of good news, but I couldn't find anything else on it. So it's every once in a while, one of those guys will turn up and say that they want to do it. So I want to say I would be okay if they do it. I like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I think Keanu Reeves is cool.
I think he's been doing some cool, like, he chooses pretty cool movies most of the time, and he's fine. I don't need another Bill and Ted movie.
I really don't either.
But that's one. I was trying to think about why is it that some remakes or reboots are angering me, and even sequels, and then why I would be okay with others.
I think that the reason I'm okay with it, it feels more like, not that the studio is pushing for Bill and Ted, but that the guys that are Bill and Ted want to do another Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
That's how it feels a little different to me.
I think that is the difference.
You know?
Because it's them and they're, they want to do it. So
I just read today that they've got a, I don't know who it was, but they've got a screenwriter lined up to do the Gremlins remake.
Yeah. See, that
something we don't need all.
I don't feel like that needs to be done.
Doesn't need to be done at all.
Gizmo's
like not sitting around saying, hey, I would really want to get be brought back in. Maybe you could reboot and I can come back in and do it again.
Yeah.
It's pointless. You got a great film. Why? I just don't get it, man.
Well, they're going to do it with computers and then you can like it.
Yeah.
Then you'll be able to like it again.
I didn't like it before.
Yeah,
like
you didn't like
computers.
It before. It's lasted.
Once they hacked the original.
It's lasted for 30 years as with popularity, but you didn't really like it.
I didn't like it. All right. We're half an hour in. You want to go do this top five?
Yeah, we'll do the top five.
You got more stuff?
They're making a Paul Blart 2. That's coming out.
He put weight back on. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
He's heavy.
He's heavy.
He's heavier than he has been in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, he dropped. It seemed like for that one movie where he was the UFC type guy or whatever, yep. MMA. I don't know what it was.
He dropped
a lot of weight then.
So, yeah.
He seemed like he kept it off a little bit.
Yeah.
But I saw him the other day when he was bigger than I've ever seen him.
Yep. He's back.
He's back.
Paul Blart is back.
He's back. He's back at the mall.
I don't know why they decided to make a second one.
I gotta be honest. I liked the first one.
I laughed at the first one. I didn't think it was successful.
I didn't either. I'll probably laugh at this one because I like Kevin James.
I like Kevin James.
He makes me laugh.
I like him. And it's funny that they're making it. It's funny that it got made.
I'm cool with it.
Whatever. That's it. Ash versus the Evil Dead also. I wanted to mention.
Yeah, they showed a brief trailer thing, but it didn't show anything. It was just like an image.
Oh, that's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that he's old and retired type of thing.
He said he was getting back into shape.
Yeah.
Like, in a, you know, as good a shape as he can get
that's
into.
That's good.
I like that.
Yeah. He needs to be in shape for it.
I liked him on Burn Notice. If you need your.
Bruce
Campbell fix. You haven't seen that.
All right.
That's pretty much it, except quick plug. Head over to hazardpublishing.com.
Hey, that's a good one.
And you'll see there's several new pieces of artwork up, some from yours truly, and also some from Nate Bauer. He's done a Star World.
The Star World was great. I loved it.
Star Worlds.
I was so happy to see it.
Yeah. It was an unofficial fan art, but
I think I'm just going to make it official. I think it's official.
It's an official fan art.
It's an officially discovered piece of Star World art.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's great. So if you were to see it, go see it. Go print it off on your Dell computer, on your Dell printer.
And I got to say, speaking of Star World, are you done?
I'm done.
I think it's great. The Star World art was great. I loved it. But speaking of Star Worlds, and I've said this to you the other day, I don't know if anybody else in the world is enjoying Star Worlds, but I love listening to Star Worlds. I listen to them again and again and again, and they crack me up. I think they're hilarious. I really enjoy them, and if nobody else is enjoying them, I'm sorry you have to sit through them. But I'm enjoying the crap out of them. I love them.
I was laughing at like 3 in the morning the other day when I was sick and I was up all night and my mind just kept going and I was thinking of Star Wars and I was like...
It makes me laugh.
But I was laughing about... I was laughing about Jetpack Man.
Jetpack Man is funny. I loved that part when Worldbreaker said, you sounds know, good. You have a jetpack. And then he says, you know,
sounds good.
Hey, you know a pretty good jetpack, man.
Yeah,
I've been working on it. Good job.
I've been working on it.
All right, so top 5 list.
All right. This is going to be interesting.
Top 5 movie aliens. I have 4 honorable mentions this time. And this may be the first time in my top 5 list where I've used one franchise more than one time. I couldn't take out one of these two.
Couldn't get around it.
I couldn't do it. So do you want to start it off?
You're going to be surprised at what's not on mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll explain why.
All right.
My number 5. Sorry, I'm eating this,
I'm eating one too. Peanut butter cream pie. It's
peanut
the best
butter
of
cream
the cream pie.
That my mother went and got for us.
Oh, thanks, Mike's mom.
I want to say thanks to my mom.
She got lots of treats for us.
Okay. My number 5 is, Kim Basinger from my stepmom's an alien.
Wow, that's out of nowhere.
I know. You didn't see that coming.
Wow, that's a bold... I cannot believe you gave that one of your top 5 spots.
Well, it's number 5.
Still.
Go back and watch...
I loved it.
...that movie and tell me I'm wrong.
It was a great movie. I loved that movie.
It's Kim Basinger.
It's Kim Basinger. You know how much I feel about Batman.
She's
going to love it.
I know how much you feel about Batman.
Yeah.
It's Kim Basinger.
Okay.
She's going to be an alien.
Interesting.
She's going to come in and Dan Aykroyd's going to say... What are we doing tonight?
He's going to say, you know, we're going to get married. Don't care.
What if we got married?
It's fine.
And she's going to say...
Okay.
And she's going to...
Okay, well, that's interesting.
I was just trying to shake it up, but...
You shook it up.
But I really went for the first 5 that came to my head.
It wasn't your favorite. It's just the first... We should have said top 5 aliens you can think of. Go.
Well, I could say that... If I wanted an alien to be around me, it would be Kim Basinger.
It'd be the Kim Basinger from My Stepmother's an Alien. All right. My number 5 is the Xenomorph, the alien from Aliens.
That's your number 5?
Yes.
Wow, I'm surprised.
That's my number 5.
Wow, okay.
I love it. It's creepy and scary and great design.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as a character goes, there's not much to it. It's more a force or, like, a MacGuffin device or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
As opposed to a real, fully developed character. It's just kind of a plot device. But
yeah,
the design of it and the creepiness of it and that movie itself make it into the top 5.
All right.
And you can kind of take that, carry that through all the Aliens movies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. My number 4, I could go with the conventional one, or I can go with what I actually wrote down.
You have to go with what you wrote down.
Which is the monolith from 2001.
Wow. Interesting.
It's barely in the movie.
Yeah.
But every time you see it, I don't know. It's just a block. But it does so much. It's responsible for so many things in the movie. And there's this mystery surrounding it that the whole movie really kind of, like, you're waiting to get back to you. Like, where's the monolith?
Yeah.
What the? Where's that going to? So, I don't know. I just thought it was a neat thing.
That's a neat thing.
It's an alien. If you watch 2010, which is not the same as 2001, but it's not bad.
No.
It's not a bad film. They kind of go in a little further into it, and it is an alien race.
My number 4,
mm-hmm.
The Predator from Predator.
That's your number 4?
It's my number 4.
Man.
Wait until you hear my top 3.
I can't wait to hear the top 3.
My number 4 is Predator.
Yeah.
Again, it's for the same reason that Alien is.
Yeah.
It's not higher up on the list. It gets a little bit above Alien because it does have more of a character to it than just being a plot device.
Yeah.
Cool invisibility cloak and cool weaponry and, again, though, it's more you're focused on the heroic characters in that movie as opposed to him.
Yeah.
You know, Dutch and what he has to go through as opposed to the Predator itself. So... Again, it's more the design of the look of the character and the things he can do and things like that as opposed to the character itself and what it does in the film.
Right.
That's just the first Predator from Predator. I don't care about anything else.
Not the other ones. Okay.
Number 3 is what you're on.
Number 3. I had a joke one in my head I was going to say, but I forgot it. My number 3 is E.T., the extraterrestrial.
He's one of my honorable mentions.
I rewatched that movie recently, and yeah. I really enjoyed it. Not as much as I enjoyed it as a kid, but I really enjoyed it. And it's just he's kind of a lovable guy. He's ugly.
Yeah, he's ugly.
He's kind of a lovable.
He's lovably ugly.
All the funny things that he does, and it really defines
an alien.
I think movie aliens in a way. I think. I don't know. It just came to my head.
I put him on. Just because I don't love the E.T. movie as much as the other movies I have on this list. I couldn't put him in my top five. But I agree with everything you're saying. It's a cool character. It's a cool look for character.
It's sort of a definitive.
Yeah.
You know.
When you think about movie aliens, you think E.T. is one of the first things that pops in your head. For me, my number three is Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba.
And I'm throwing away anything special edition from the first movie. That doesn't count.
We all.
Anything you see in the prequels, that doesn't count. I'm talking about Jabba the Hutt in Return of the Jedi. You have all this build-up through Star Wars and Empire of just mentioning Jabba and not seeing what Jabba is. And then when you finally see what Jabba is, it blows your mind. Like, it's like, wow, that's Jabba the Hutt. And the fact that they even created that character and the way he looks and the way he moves and all the stuff that went into making him, and he truly was an alien-looking character. But at the same time, even as alien as what he was, you got the vibe that he's just like a vile crime boss type of thing.
Slug,
man. Disgusting, and he goes after women and all those different things. That Jabba the Hutt's great. He's awesome.
It was a cinematic
perfect
to pull that off.
Yeah, Jabba's really perfect.
Yeah.
So for that reason, Jabba makes my number three spot.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, my number two is the alien xenomorph.
Pretty high up on the list.
Once again, a definitive Olean.
Oleans.
The movie is called Olean, and you're right.
Or Oleans.
You're right that it's not. It doesn't have any type of character development. It doesn't really have a personality.
Yeah.
It's just a catalyst for fear. But the design of it and everything is just
great.
It just kind of set a new standard.
Definitely.
And, you know, it's really not even, it's hideous for me to look at, really.
It's gross looking.
I mean, I love those movies because of Ripley, pretty much.
And well, and all the things that surrounded it were kind of gross, too. Like, the face hugger was gross. The eggs are gross.
Yeah, they're gross.
The space jockey thing is kind of gross looking. It's really, and it was totally foreign to anything else you'd seen before, you know?
The integration of mechanical things and organic things and the way he kind of blends into the spaceship and stuff is cool. But but it's number two.
That's great. I'm glad it's that high.
I'm glad you're glad.
I'm glad it's that high on your list. My number two. Now this one almost was my number one, but I feel like it would be unfair to group his television appearances in with his film appearances.
Is it Alf?
It's Spock. And it would be unfair because I would Spock is a fantastic character, but much of what makes him fantastic is the stuff that happened on the TV series.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is a film list, but Spock's appearances in the films are fantastic. Like, Wrath of Khan, his death scene is one of the greatest film scenes of all time.
Spoiler alert, jeez.
Well, there you go. So, I mean, Spock is just a great character. And even if you take away the film, the TV stuff, he's still a great film character, film alien.
I think everybody thinks of the TV, the blue shirt. And
yeah.
You never see a picture of Spock on a t-shirt that's
him in the red.
Yeah, him in like a...
That's what kept him out of the number one spot for me, but I really, really love Spock. And I think he's an awesome alien character. And he did such a great job of bringing that alien character into the human side and seeing the dichotomy between the two things that he was, being an alien, a half-human, half-alien, that he's awesome. So it was an easy pick for this top five list. He was one of the first ones I thought of.
I was thinking of Leonard Nimoy just the other day. I saw something at the store with Spock on it. It was a magazine. And I was just, you know, how committed he was to that
character.
Role. Like, he loved that role. And most people who get typecast or whatever, they wind up hating, you know, those roles. They resent them, and he didn't, you know, with such grace, accepted it and just said, yeah, this is what people love, and I've changed people's, you know, lives. With
yeah,
this
no
thing.
Doubt.
And so that's cool. My number one is, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Why, you always get music for your stuff.
You want? I'll give you.
I don't get any music.
I'll was Station.
It's not Station.
It's not Station. I hate Station.
I was going to just stop right here. I was going to throw off the show and just be like, okay, you're not taking this serious.
I hate Station.
You're making this a joke.
Station ruined.
Station sucks.
Station ruined.
Bogus Journey is not. Bogus Journey. Bogus Journey is bogus.
It is.
It's bogus.
It's bogus.
And Station is one of the big reasons that it is bogus.
It's the main reason.
Yeah. Okay, so what is your number one?
It's a prig ahead. The Predator.
Really?
The
Predator. So you have no Star Wars at all in your top five?
I told you you'd be surprised.
I am surprised.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
If you want me to tell you now, I can't.
Don't wait. Just wait.
I'll wait.
Tell me about Predator, and then I'll say my number one, and then we'll get it all.
Right. All right. Well, my Predator pick is number one because it's how cool it is. He's
super cool, man.
It's just the coolest. Once again, not a lot of personality, but it has so much potential for that, and all the weapons and everything, and how many times you watch. I mean, Dutch is the one you relate to. But when you think of an alien, it was just such a great design, and
it's great, man.
You know, they put the dreadlock type things on it, and it just doesn't look like anything else.
No,
and they just nailed it with that design.
And when you really think of that mask, is kind of his face.
Yeah, the mask is so cool looking,
and then you're like, oh, take the mask off, and he's got a cool face underneath it.
You still have the option to take that off, and he's mean looking underneath, and it's just one of those things where if you ever see what they had before that. The test creature they had before that, it was such garbage, and that movie wouldn't have been anything.
Oh, it'd have been terrible.
And to turn it around and have this iconic, just this great looking, creature. I mean, a character. Just cool. Just set a standard.
My number one is Yoda.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the one where I couldn't decide. I couldn't take Jabba out,
right.
And I couldn't take Yoda out. Yoda is the definition of a truly alien creature that is completely filled with character. Like, it's the perfect marriage of, this is a complete character, it's not just an alien, but at the same time, it's also a bizarre-looking alien.
Yeah.
And he's just so perfect throughout Empire. I mean, he's great in Jedi and stuff, but just that you expect so much out of this great Jedi Master and all these things, and you get this little tiny creature, and just shows that just because he looks like this and is completely different to us doesn't mean he's not way more powerful than us or something like that.
Right.
And the way he talks and the way he moves and just everything about him.
The puppeteers is such a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. That
he's really perfect.
He's perfect.
At no point do I really sit there and think that's a puppet. Right. I just think that's Yoda. The entire time it's just like, it never really comes across as that's not like a complete, just its own character. It's not just some guy with his hand somewhere or something like that. Just perfect, man.
Yeah.
Yoda's perfect.
Yoda is perfect.
They mucked him up in the prequels. They didn't need to do all that stuff to him. But Empire Strikes Back, he is perfect.
Yep.
So that is the reason he is my number one.
Yep.
As far as honorable mentions go, do you want to talk about that, or do you want to talk about why Star Wars isn't?
Well, I'll get to that.
Chewbacca was on my honorable mentions.
Yes.
But I already had two Star Wars characters. I'm not going to fill it with Star Wars characters.
Yes.
Critters.
Yeah.
Because I loved Critters.
Yeah.
And they were little alien dudes, and there were a lot of them. Really cool look to them.
I used to love Critters.
E.T. And Superman.
Superman.
He's an alien.
Yes, he is.
I really wanted to put him on here, but I don't think of him as an alien.
Right.
Because he looks like us.
Right.
And he was only an alien, really, as a baby on Krypton.
Right.
And the rest of the time, he's us. He's with us.
Right.
He's got different powers than us, but he's American, and he's for our same values, and he's grown up here, and he's raised here, and he acts like he's from here. He's dedicated to here, so that I couldn't include him as an alien, even though he's Kryptonian. He's not really alien to us, you know. So I couldn't put Superman on the list.
That's sound reasoning.
Yeah,
sound logic. The little robots from Batteries Not Included was brought up
that's
by,
a good one.
Nate earlier, and he was.
I loved that movie.
I said, "Yeah, that's a good pick." You know, that was almost on my list.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote back, and he's like, "I was joking." And I was like, "Oh well."
I actually liked that movie a lot.
Yeah, he liked it too.
What about Cocoon? We should put Cocoon on here.
He brought up Cocoon too, and I had to admit that I hadn't seen Cocoon. I really don't feel like I need to. But yeah, those are cool. Batteries Not Included is sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I never watched that movie anymore. It's sad. But those little robots were cool and well done.
Yeah.
you can see written on my list here, you can see what's over here to the side. It says
Yoda.
It says Yoda there.
Yep.
Because that was one that I was, if I was going to do Star Wars,
that was the one.
That was the one. And the reason I didn't do Star Wars is for a couple of reasons. One being, it's really hard for me to separate because Chewbacca is on there, and the other ones.
See what I had there? I had Jabba on the other, and then
if I had one, I felt like I had to do the other. But
yeah.
But as I thought about it, I realized that I myself, I don't Star Wars since they're on other planets. I don't see any of those characters as aliens.
Yeah.
Like when Luke's on Dagobah, Luke is the alien on Dagobah. And this is not to. Your picks are valid. I'm not trying to, like...
No. Say, yeah, you know, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it's a credit to those films to create this world where you can have a cantina, you know, that's reminiscent of something on Earth, and it's filled with all these creatures, and they're supposed to be...
Oh,
I mean, they're crazy.
I see exactly what you're saying, but they all feel at home there.
Right.
And they all feel right. Like they all belong right. In there.
So when I'm watching Star Wars, I don't feel like, oh, man, this thing is out of its element, and it's coming to this world. It's just like, I'm in that world.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the one that's not even an onlooker. You get to be part of Star Wars when you're in Star Wars. And I just – so that's why I couldn't
– Oh, I totally understand.
You know, if I had to pick one, it was definitely – it was Yoda.
Yeah.
Just – So well pulled off, and
I wanted to just do the one, and it was going to be just Yoda.
Yeah.
But the more I thought about Jabba, the more I was just like,
yeah.
That is so, for the same reason that the Predator made the list or the Alien made the list, that was so different looking and so crazy and so unexpected and so alien to anything else you would, because I mean I love Star Trek, I love it,
yeah,
but a lot of their aliens follow kind of the same formula, which is
it's a dude,
you know, because it's a budget,
yeah,
it's the same humanoid body with something weird going on in the face or something like that. Even Predator and Alien still have sort of the same you got
thing.
Four limbs, and you know, it's a guy inside of a suit, and I'm nothing against that. I love guys in the suit. But Jabba is unlike...
There's nothing like it.
Anything.
Yeah.
There's just nothing that comes close to Jabba as far as being alien to what we are.
Right.
So I couldn't drop it.
Yeah, just the logistics of how
it's ridiculous how they did that.
Like, yeah, it's...
I can't get my brain around anybody saying that CGI could be better than that. That looks so real, and the fact that they made that, and it's a real character on the set, and it moves like that, and it looks like that, and it... You know, it has all this stuff that went into it, and there's four guys inside operating it all at once. There's some guy just smoking a cigar underneath him, blowing up smoke through a tube so that smoke will come out of his mouth. It's just all these crazy things that went into making that, where it's not just, okay, we're going to make a guy inside of a suit. It's this crazy, weird alien, and they made it work. It's astounding. You can... Look at Jabba 30 years from now, and that'll still look amazing. You know, there's nothing that'll stop that thing from looking absolutely perfect and amazing. Same with Yoda.
Same with Yoda. The thing about Yoda that I am also amazed at is how he goes from this range of emotion. He's very jovial and very funny, legitimately funny, as a person would be, and as a puppet. And then can get serious. Like, he gets serious, like, real quick.
It's like even though it's a puppet, the body language, like, changes, you know?
Everything is... It's magic, and I will doubt that anybody will be able... It won't be pulled off again.
No, I don't think it can.
I don't think that was a... You know, they did it. Jim Henson and all that did it.
And even the puppet itself, here it is. It was almost 20 years later or whatever when Episode 1 comes along. And you would think that things would have gotten better in 20 years.
Right.
But that puppet in Episode 1 is terrible.
Yeah,
I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they've gone back and replaced it with the CGI because it was so terrible.
Right.
To think that we've gone 22 decades past it and we can't do better is, you know, I can't imagine that we're getting even further away and we'll somehow do better. It's just not going to get better.
You just can't replace actual skill and... personality that goes into using a real skill or talent. You can't replace it with technology.
No.
And even though it was a puppet, I have to assume that they had different mechanics, you know.
Oh, I'm sure they were like, oh, we can use this. We've got this brand new material that we can do this with.
Electrical
It's like it's so, everything's so available, and so we've got money to spend on all these things, and we can do this crazy thing with this. And it was just like, just trying to make it work back then, you know, and ingenuity and people trying. Yep, cha-ching,
that's
money.
That's the sound of money spending being made. Money.
Yeah. But I think all of the ones we have on here, it's a matter of the time it came out and the ingenuity that went into creating these characters, as opposed to nowadays, where you have an alien. Oh, we've got the... We can hack it. We can hack the alien.
Oh, we'll hack the alien.
We'll hack the alien.
We'll get one of our guys to drive under a plane and hand the... And
we'll
hand,
hack the alien.
Hold the computer up to
it. I think all of these... I don't think either one of us have anything that isn't a practical effect here.
Kim Basinger.
Kim Basinger is a practical effect.
Very practical.
Yeah.
Not an effect, but...
That was fun. That was more discussion than I thought it would bring up. You know?
Yeah.
If you have a top five list, please post it over at facebook.com/actionfeatures.
.org.
It's facebook.com/actionfeatures.
I always get confused.
Post your list on there. See if you agree with us, if you don't agree with us, if you have someone that we didn't mention. We're always interested to hear what other people have to say about these top five lists.
There are many.
So please post them there.
On actionfeatures.org.
Nope, not .org. Nope.
I get confused.
All right, you ready to sign off?
I'm ready to sign off.
All right, man.
All right, everybody. It's been fun. Thanks for joining us. Mike and James, Action Features. Tell your friends.